One of the most feared offshoots of Al-Qaeda is looking for a few good terrorists. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula launched an online ad campaign recruiting suicide bombers to attack Western targets. Senior correspondent John Miller, a former deputy director of national intelligence, is with us this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
What do we know about this website and these posts?
Well, this is the Shumuk al-Islam website. This is one that we watch very closely. The intelligence community watches it very closely. But also, key people in the world of terrorism watch it very closely. This starts on June 3rd, when we first see a posting that says the goals are, meaning the targets, personalities or individuals who fight Islam and Muslims, economic targets, military targets, media targets, and that was up there saying for lovers of martyrdom, for people who want to kill themselves. And it said you would deal directly with the Al-Qaeda leadership and their media committee to do your martyrdom videos and to get the word out after your attack. Mm-hmm. Now, this was followed up in recent days in August by another posting. And that one really reinforced the message, you don't need passports or travel tickets to confront the enemy and kill them, mm-hmm. as they are around you on your right and on your left. So what they're really saying there is, you don't need to come to Yemen. Al-Qaeda of the Arabian Peninsula doesn't need to train you. We can train you online with the instructions, but your targets are Germany, France, Great Britain, and of course, more than anything, the United States, because Al-Qaeda of the Arabian Peninsula, that offshoot in Yemen, is the one that has the ticket direct from Osama bin Laden when he was live, saying you take the lead in attacking the U.S. So far, these ads have gotten 3,500 hits. So it's generating some concern.
Does it seem odd to you, though, John, because it's so blatant? And we always think of Al-Qaeda as such a security-conscious organization.
Well, this website is pretty security-conscious. Number one, you need to apply to get on. Then you are vetted by some very security-conscious people who work there, checking your background and so on. And then if you do get in, if you're not active all the time, if you're not in the discussions, if you don't sound like you know what you're talking about, if you're not fluent in Arabic, they take you off pretty quickly because they're very wary about intelligence services, lurkers, and others. So we also know there's been a number of attacks and significant things, including the attack on the CIA base where people connected to this website were involved. So it's got some credibility.
Is there not a way, John, to shut the website down?
That's the great debate, which is, do you take these off? This, without saying who, what government, this website has been taken down before, but they pop up very quickly on another server, sometimes in another country. That's the nature of the internet. But the real argument is, do you do better by collection of intelligence, by monitoring them to stop an attack, than you do by trying to knock them down and then having to find them again?
Right. All right. John Miller, thanks.
Thank you.